4 score and 7 years ago, I had a dream.
Did you have a dream?
I could never tell a lie.
That's not true. The dream was that we would start a podcast that would eventually be successful.
And here we are, a year later.
Almost.
Very close.
Next week will be our year. And
somehow, the math doesn't add up, but...
The math adds up because we did one full year of podcasting and one extra when we got our
I know, but that'll be podcast 53.
Which is
I believe this is 52, by the way. I'm Joey.
This is 52. I'm Ben.
Next week will be 53. 54 won't be until like the 4th or 5th. And our first podcast, I believe, was recorded on like the 8th.
Whatever. 52 weeks later.
I think there's another extra podcast in there.
Sure, whatever.
There's one we know of, but there's another one that we don't know of.
Whatever. But you know what happens is that next week we're going to have Nick, Dan, Sai.
Is that what's going to happen? I'm not even going to be here. How's that going to happen?
Oh my God, you're not going to be
gonna
here.
I'm going to be in Ohio.
Son of a bitch. So this is Christmas weekend and Joey and I are...
Yeah, it's...
Hanukkah'd up.
Post-Christmas Eve.
Post-Christmas.
Post-Hanukkah. The day after Christmas, day after Hanukkah. I think last night of Hanukkah was last night, too.
End of Hanukkah was
Austin
last night.
And Nikki are traveling amongst the country.
And we are...
And here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
With responsibilities and shit.
Yeah, being adults and whatnot. So yeah, that's a thing. So how was your Christmas?
It was great. I slept through most of it, which was...
That sounds like a good Christmas to me.
It was my first day off in like 7 days. Like, I didn't get to sleep through Hanukkah. I had to work all through it.
Well, for what it's worth, Hanukkah is an 8-day holiday. If you slept for 8 days, that would be more like a coma, less like a sleep.
That's true. That's true. But you know what? Anyway.
We're not even 2 minutes into the podcast yet, and you've already been distracted by your phone.
It's fact, but you know what?
It's holiday. It's relaxed podcast.
It's relaxed podcast holiday?
Yeah, it's a podcasting holiday.
So, yeah. But I've been fucking chilling out. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been solid. I had a good Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Here we are on a Friday recording a podcast because it was just the most opportune time in comparison to the rest of
the holidays. It was
2 days late. It was 2 days late, but that's all right. Our podcasts. So actually, we're all up to date again, but our podcasts are typically behind a little bit.
It's fact. You know, no one's going to listen to this.
At this point, it doesn't particularly matter, and the published date looks like it's on time, so it really doesn't matter.
That's fact.
But there's a problem with the, I changed the podcast URL with FeedBurner, which was supposed to properly update the old stream URL, so it, like, redirected iTunes to the new one, but that didn't happen. I don't really know why. So I gotta figure that one out. But once that happens, that'll be good. I'm working on that. And I'm working on redoing our professional website. Rather than having a WordPress website, I'm kind of just starting from scratch. I've got the whole like design outlined. I just have to work on the like uploading of the podcast part. And then I have to work on the RSS feed part of the podcast. And then we'll see how that goes from there. So that'll be good. So do I have to take your phone from you? Is that going to be a necessity?
No, you're going to be good.
All right. Okay. Chris is messaging me. He said, I just saw them recreate the 300 film in Rome, Total War 2. Don't really care.
I also don't care.
That's because you're busy on your phone, damn it. That's okay. We'll wait 30 seconds here, and I'll just... I'm out of things to talk about. But the website's coming along semi-nicely. I'm going to be in Ohio next week, so we'll have to figure out exactly how podcasting and streaming's going.
So are you going to be here for the stream, or is that...
I will
be
here
late?
For the stream.
Okay.
It'll be just you and I, because Austin and Nikki are still gone.
My God, that's right. We have plans for this!
Yeah, we do have plans for this. We're going to make this happen. Sunday will be a special stream because it's just the two of us.
We'll be drinking special water.
Special water.
Holy water, if you
holy
will.
Holy water. We will be drinking holy water.
Holy shit water, if you will.
That's what we're putting on the cups. Instead of Joey's water, it's going to be Joey's holy water. That's how that's going to go.
Okay, well, you know what? We've not had Austin, Nikki here, or Sai. You're here, and it's just been you and me.
For like a week. It's weird.
Right, but like... For a podcast, it hasn't been you and me for a while.
No, not since podcast 41.
Oh my God, it's been 10 weeks.
Jesus Christ, it's been 11 months.
Jeez, that's been pretty great. But you know what? Next week, we're going to have everyone.
Everybody but me, apparently. Me, Austin, and Nikki. I don't know how that's going to work.
How do you feel about recording that early?
Yeah, we might do a pre-recorded podcast due to the holidays.
And to get everyone in.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fucking...
disaster.
But besides a disaster, it's gonna be like kind of a monumentous occasion for us.
Yeah, I mean, it is a monumentous occasion. We've
because I remember recording podcasts in my car off your cell phone.
I do. One of those exists, but it actually wasn't in your car. It was in my room at my mom's house.
Oh, my God.
For whatever that counts for. That's the only other one that was published. The others have since been deleted.
Do we still have that last one?
No. Well, we have... Okay, the one that was recorded in that room exists on a SoundCloud account somewhere. So if you find SoundCloud. It, good job. Yeah, SoundCock. SoundCock. Account. Not to be confused with SoundButt. Cloud the Butt plugin. Shout out. Yeah, so that's that.
So, fun fact, I added my XXX girlfriend on Facebook. I'm trying to make amends.
Okay.
New year, new me kind of thing.
Right, right. Bullshit New Year's resolutions.
Right, but I'm going to start that before fucking New Year's because new me, fuck you. Because
it's just an arbitrary rotation around the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually starting last week, I was trying to start like changing little things about me being, obviously a couple weeks back, I started being less of a dickhead.
Yeah, that's been going well for you so far.
And,
apparently I've been being more of a dickhead, but that's all right.
You have, but that's great. I'll take it.
It's a nice change of pace for me.
Yeah. And, it's like,
hey, motherfucker, can you move my shirt over so you're not like leaning on it? Thanks. So yeah. I'm probably going to put it on back after the podcast.
All right. They're cock fucking sucker. But you know what? Hey, that's all right. I've started being less of a dickhead. Starting next week, I will launch my Beard and Blade brand of facial care products.
Good. I need it. Now that I have a beard and apparently look like fucking Abraham Lincoln.
I'm actually going to launch a beard oil first. So yeah.
I just got coconut oil. It's something.
Coconut oil is really thick.
It is.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to massage into your beard.
Not to mention, like, it's impossible to wash off your hands. Like, you feel the beard, and it's like a 40-minute process to get it off of your hands. You're just, like, touching everything and just slide off of it.
What I make will work fucking wonders for you. You'll be okay. But we're going to get off that topic real quick. Let me talk about nothing.
Nothing.
Because gaming has been fucking slow this week. That's okay.
Again, it's a holiday week, so.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to since we've already gotten our Hanukkah and Christmas presents?
I'm getting a longboard on January 11th.
Are you now?
A delayed Hanukkah present. I'm pretty excited about that.
Steam holiday sales?
I've kind of been staying away from those because I'm broke still from the Jeep purchase, but I am now close to making a significant dent on that. So that'll all be taken care of by the end of January.
What I plan on is buying Project Zomboid. I have Project Zomboid. You have it?
I do. It was part of Humble Bundle a while back.
It's like $15 right now. I really want to get it. And now they have...
Is that the... I forget what it's called, but it's like a... it's a certain style of game because it's like 3D, 2D, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like a 3D top-down...
But it's like angled top-down, right?
Yeah.
I forget. There's a special name for that type of game. I might have it, but that's not the game I was thinking of.
If you don't have it, you should definitely get it so we can play together. Yeah, now guys,
you and Chris are going to be fantastic friends because he's been talking about that game for fucking ever.
I know.
And yeah, man, then I'm going to Ohio to meet Chris finally after 8 fucking years for a week. So that'll be exciting.
Oh my God. Can we do a podcast with you, me, and Chris?
I don't know how, but...
Skype? It'll be low quality, but fuck it, I'll take one of the mics.
Well, if it works out right, you can take the Yeti.
Right, because you're...
No, I'll take the Yeti.
Yeah.
And you can come here to record your end, and you can record your file separately, and that could totally potentially work.
That could do a thing. That could be a thing.
That could be a thing. We'll see how that goes.
That's exciting. Dude, we haven't done a podcast together in a month and a half.
I know. It's weird. It's strange just being the two of us.
And we just came from your mom's house.
We just came from mom's house. We cut against humanity for a post-Christmas thing. We had like a second Christmas because, you know, like divorced parents and stuff.
We had.
You got to have multiple Christmases. My devices are ringing.
Yeah, both of ours.
Yeah. How do you feel about making this a short podcast? We'll do like a 30-minute because it's two of us and it's...
If it's 45 minutes, I think we can make it last. A lot of cool things happen. What I wanted to bring up last week, maybe, but it was after our last podcast, podcast.
But I had a lot of things I wanted to bring up that I've since forgotten about.
What I wanted to bring up was that in Final Fantasy XIV, a guy had a kidney failure, which resulted in him dying. But what happened was the Final Fantasy XIV community that he was part of became such a huge, like, momentous occasion for him that everyone kind of made, like, a candlelight. What the fuck does it? What do they call that? Like a vigil for him.
Okay, that's neat. I was thinking like Viking funeral where they like take the boat off the endless waterfall thing.
Well, I mean, if they could do that with this character, I'm sure they would have. But what happened was like through even multiple servers that he wasn't even a part of, multiple people from Final Fantasy 14 held a vigil for him. And he eventually died from renal failure. But I mean, it was a great thought that
it's still it's a cool like ceremonious yeah,
through an MMO that people who didn't even know him in real life could celebrate his life
right
in such a way. And I thought that was really cool. So seeing that was like it made me restore faith in humanity a little bit. But
all right, Mr. Tumblr.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Digital life is so much better than my real life.
But yeah, no, that's still a really cool process. There was another thing 4chan did. We might have talked about it last. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we talked about it last podcast. Austin brought it up, where there was a girl who had like eye cancer or something, and 4chan just sent her a bunch of Christmas cards, like genuine, not shitty Christmas cards to make her Christmas awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing.
I mean, it's really neat how people do that.
Yeah, it's like, amazing how unshitty some people can be.
Especially people on 4chan who are notorious for being shitty. And like for them to just come together for random people that they don't even know. It's really cool. Yeah. And things like that are I don't know. It was like holiday spirit. Yeah.
Go Christmas.
Go Christmas. You know what? It's a fucking drunk podcast for me and Joey, so
we're not drunk.
You're not.
So anyway, I'm moving. We're getting closer and closer to moving.
Moving? Are we moving?
We are moving.
We are?
We're moving the office to my new house.
Right, that's true. Fuck, we're doing that.
I don't know exactly how it's going to work because it's not a very big room. It's even smaller than my existing room.
Well, here's a theory. I thought we were doing a three-bedroom office.
Yeah, but that's not happening immediately. Before I move.
Yeah.
But the temporary solution, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a Murphy bed, you know, those wall beds that fold up into the wall.
Yeah.
And then we can have the three Xbox TVs and all the microphones for the podcast and the stream all in the same room, and it'll all be a nice little like collection in one area.
We could do that. I still have that extra room in my house. I'm not sure how we feel about using
I don't know
that
how we feel
room.
About that for various reasons we won't bring up on the podcast. But yeah, that's an option.
It is an option. I mean, the room is completely empty now. I mean, it's got one computer in there, and that's it.
And that's the master room?
No. That's just an office now.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yep. Gotcha.
But I mean, even that extra room
is a good temporary space. I would not want to stay there permanently, but it's certainly a good temporary space.
I completely agree. Not a permanent space. But you know what? We haven't used the three TVs that we bought purchase.
We used them once, and one of them is broken. So
that's true.
And we have until April to return those. So I really need to probably right after I move.
Can we get on that?
Yeah. I found the receipts, finally, the original receipts.
God damn, about time, man.
I found them like 3 months ago.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah, and the other list of shit I've waited too long for. I spilled Mountain Dew on my Orb Weaver. It's like it's a keyboard dedicated to gaming, so it's like rather than a full keyboard, it's like a select number of keys. It's just 15 keys. I spilled Mountain Dew on that about 3 months ago. The warranty just expired like 2 days ago. Probably would have been fine getting it replaced had I actually looked into it before that, but I still haven't. Because I'm afraid to turn it on because I'm afraid it won't work. And it might, I mean, there might be nothing wrong with it. It might be just fine, but.
Are you talking about the Orb Weaver, which is like that three, five,
it's like a one-handed keyboard.
Yeah.
15 keys, and you can map the keys to whatever other actual keys you want. It's for gaming, so you know, you have your left key, or left hand on that, your right hand on the mouse. It's very nice. I like it.
Fun fact, me and Joey are going to play some League of Legends after this, even if he doesn't agree to it.
Allegedly. That's what happened.
But yeah, I haven't done fucking much in League of Legends since I stopped playing. I'm like level 18
well,
now.
That narrows it down to a specific time.
What level are you at? What level did you stop at?
Oh, I have no fucking idea. Like 7? 11, maybe?
11? Well, damn, you did better than I did.
I could be completely wrong.
Sai's at like level 28.
He's still not level 30?
No, he stopped playing a long time ago because I wouldn't let him use my laptop.
He's still played an absurd amount to not be level 30 yet.
That's true.
It's not like Destiny where it's hard to get to level 30.
He's level 30 in Destiny, too.
I know he's level 30 in Destiny. I mean, don't get, not that it's that hard to get to level 30 in Destiny.
It's not at all.
I mean, it's pretty easy to get to level 29. Level 30 is, like, just luck, but, you know, we could talk about that forever.
For days. But that's kind of what we do, is we talk about gaming news, right?
Yeah, we're officially into the comedy section, but, you know.
Are we?
Yeah. I thought I made that change a while ago, but turns out it was a little bit more complicated than that. But now we are officially into the comedy section on the new stream URL, which nobody has. But
what is the new stream URL?
It's feed, or I forget what it's called. It's like feed.feedburner.com/frostedgamingpodcast.
Linked up. We'll put in the linked up.
Well, no, there's no purpose in putting in the link dump, because if you manage to make it to the link dump, you already found the URL for the RSS feed.
I'm playing footsie with Joey.
You are. That's all right. I'm slowly dying on the inside, but, you know.
Why are you slowly dying on the inside?
Because feet freak me out. The feet don't even freak me out that much, but feet on feet freaks me out. It's like a weird, like,
that's true. So, like, I, like, stroked your head with my feet.
Doesn't bother me in the slightest, but the second both of our feet touch each other,
it's like an instant fucking...
It's like, oh my god, oh my god, I'm gonna die, don't do that, oh my god. That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
Yep. But that's that. I bought new jeans and shirts for Christmas for myself. I mean, my mom bought them, but I picked them out.
So I got a watch for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a very nice watch.
It is. It's a G-Shock. It's blue, and it matches most of my clothes, because all I wear is blue.
Nice. I almost got a smartwatch. But I looked at the G-Watch R and the Moto 360.
Yep.
The G-Watch R, you know, it's supposed to be the, like, realistic looking one.
Yeah.
It looks like a professional watch. It kind of still looked a little bit cheesy. And I didn't really like it. The screen was also a bit smaller than the Moto 360.
Okay.
And the Moto 360, although it looked nicer, it's been out for a while longer, so it's not quite as nice. And at that point I was thinking, you know, might as well just wait. We're probably like about 6 to 8 months away from the next generation of smartwatches. I'll wait for that. It'll probably be better. So
you think so?
I think, yeah.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I mean,
technology.
But I think it's worth the wait, because I'm not like in a dire desire to get a smartwatch. You know, I've got my Pebble, which is pales
in comparison. Do you even fucking use that thing?
I haven't in a while. But the reason I don't use it anymore is because, like, I look at the smartwatches, I'm like, wow, this is so much nicer than my Pebble. Fuck this thing. But
I also, on the plus side, like, as I get more and more in my work, I don't use my phone at all. Like, I fucking leave my phone in my toolbox, right, and call it a day.
See, and that's when, like, a watch really comes in handy, because, exactly, if you, like, really need something, it's great, but the rest of the day doesn't really matter. Especially, though, if you combine that with those Bluetooth headphones everybody wears, like, around their neck.
Yeah.
You use that because you control everything from your, you know, your watch. You could listen to music throughout the day and all that stuff without ever actually touching your phone.
So when does the Galaxy S6 come out?
Not a clue.
Probably next year sometime, right?
I would imagine.
So
considering they come out with a phone.
Better off. One year I'm apart. Better off to fucking settle for this fucking shit phone that I have that I just threw on my knee.
And wait for the S6.
And wait for my S6 and a watch.
Yeah.
Like an S watch. And then I can wear my S watch while I leave my phone. No,
well, it depends. Whatever watches Android Wear, the last set, I believe, of Galaxy watches, or the Galaxy Gear, do not use Android Wear, which makes them very subpar. Whereas if you get either the Moto 360, the LG G Watch R, etc., have Android Wear, which is significantly better in every way, shape, and form.
So should I get the G4 or the S6?
It depends. I would get whichever one comes out second.
Whatever comes out second.
Right, because it's going to be newer and therefore have mildly better hardware.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck to say. I mean, it's been a pretty lax week.
It's been a lax week. It's been, we had various festive activities today. You know, it's already 10:30.
It is 10:21.
10:21 to be specific.
How far along in this podcast are we?
18 minutes.
18 minutes? Yeah, kidding me?
Yeah, we'll make it to 30 minutes. It's a holiday podcast. We can stretch it out. For the occasion.
So, I'm looking forward to next week.
Why, what's not next week?
Next week, next podcast, we're going to have Austin, Nikki.
No, Austin and Nikki don't come back till the 4th.
Shut the fuck up. We're going to postpone this podcast. We're going to have...
But I thought we were recording in advance, that recording behind.
Fucking shit. All right, so we're going to have Nick, Cy, Dan, you, and me on this podcast.
But it doesn't even really count, though, as a year, because obviously it couldn't be a year, because we didn't start till, like, the second week of January.
Joey, I'm gonna fucking choke slam you.
I'm just saying. I'm saying. even if the numbers line up, we probably fucked up the numbers. The dates are the important part.
That's true. So you know what? We're going to listen to podcast one because I'm sure we throw in the date.
I'm pretty
somewhere.
Sure I specifically said the date to date it specifically for this purpose.
And then on that date, we're going to record a podcast with every member that's been involved in the last year.
Right.
And I'm fucking excited about that because I haven't caught up with Nick in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to. It's going to be awesome because we're going to just squeeze a bunch of people in here and like we don't have enough mics or people for that.
I think we're just going to go shotgun mic that time.
Well, no, we'll use all four mics. We will.
Oh, shit. We'll use the three good mics.
By the way, these mics are on sale for like $60. If I had more money, I'd get another one. But
I have money. We can buy another one.
Do you want to buy the fourth one? I mean,
I could possibly do that.
It would be great for Austin and Nikki.
I think so as well.
Because
especially side Nick and Dan can all fucking share one, and I'll
yeah, just to share one. Yeah, so that'll be hectic and crazy and ridiculous, but it'll be a party.
It'll be a party. It'll probably be an extra long podcast.
It'll probably also be a live streamed one.
That's true. And when are we doing our next subset Sunday live stream?
What do you mean?
Like with all of us?
I don't know. It's hard to say now because of the holidays and whatnot.
That's true. And
once everybody's back in town is the answer.
8-bit salute is already gone. And
well, no.
Extra Life will
Extra
be
Life
in,
is gone. 8-Bit Salute will be our next one.
Which is when?
Like May or something.
It's in May?
It's a while from
I
now.
I thought Extra Life is in May.
I think that's in October.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got a while. Hopefully we'll have a nice enough following to make Extra Life, or I'm sorry, 8-Bit Salute worth it.
Yeah, I really hope so, because I have that 8-Bit Salute fucking bumper sticker.
Yeah, plus we'll have the setup all figured out in advance. I've got that Twitch Switch thing, which will help.
Do we want to do it where we're all three streaming at the same time, or do we want to go 8 hours at a time? Or
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it. Yeah, we'll make it happen. But that's exciting for me because I feel like 8-Bit Salute last year was a bit of a hectic mess for us.
Yeah, for various reasons, which could have probably been foreseen if they were thought of ahead of time. But yeah,
right. But we were fucking brand new to this shit. Like, yeah, we had just bought everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would say all things considered, we did pretty fucking well.
I think so as well. I'm excited to stream what we have on the Frosted Gaming channel on twitch.tv/FrostedGamingTV.
Yeah, which now currently has like 80 followers, which
it
is
does.
Fantastical.
I'm fucking excited
and
about that.
We have a friend with a stellar Facebook page, which is casually promoting us on the side.
Exactly, and that's fucking great. And as soon as we get to 100 followers, we're going to give away a $10 gift card to either Xbox Live or PlayStation Network or Riot Points or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever you want as the winner, you just got to be in the chat at the time. And we have a bot that helps us determine that because you have to like say basically you like vote. And then since you voted, that means you're actively in the chat and paying attention, and therefore you get your victory.
Thus, what's fun is after this stream, me and Joey are also going to stream some a little bit tonight and hopefully build up our follower account, guys.
and again on Sunday,
guys, it's really important that you follow us on Twitch because that's where we do most of our promoting.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yep, that is very true. That and Facebook. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitch. Those are the two most important of all of the.
I meant to do a Christmas stream with
I also
Twitch.
Meant to do a Christmas post on Facebook.
Oh, well, you were gonna do it on Facebook. I was gonna do it on Twitch because I literally slept through all of my Christmas.
No, I drove around a lot on Christmas, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
You drove around?
I did.
Or did you drive
around? I drove.
I have no idea what that means.
And by drove, I stood the engine, and I revved the engine, and I drove the car. Okay, I did normal driving on Christmas.
I was about to say, okay. So we've got that
this
going
is not
on.
An allusion to anything else. I literally just drove on Christmas. Yeah, that was that adventure.
Do you want to go on an adventure after this?
I thought a streaming adventure was our adventure.
A streaming adventure is also an adventure, but we can go on a prior adventure to the adventure.
And a pre-adventure adventure? Is that like going to Mordor before we go to Mordor?
Yes. It's like going to the Shire before we go to Mordor.
Ah! Or going to Mordor before we go to the Shire.
Ah.
Kinky.
Wink. Oh my god, people think we're gay.
Me and Ben got a shared Christmas present
we did
from my mom.
It's fucking hilarious.
She got us like a present that was addressed to both of us. Yeah, and it was like when I asked for it, my mom's like, you know, you guys are like a couple, right? And I was
it's
like, god damn it,
you know what? It's exponentially expensive, so I'm glad that she got us one together?
Because
like,
yeah, because it's a because we're both going to enjoy it. We normally get gifts like that together anyway.
Exactly, and this is it's such a high quality gift that I wouldn't even I couldn't even justify yeah, that if you got each of us one.
Yeah, if you got it, you would share it with me. If I got it, I would share it with you. We might as well just get it as a joint gift together.
Exactly, and it's too expensive to fucking just get each of us our own.
Right.
So I'm glad that.
And like, this is like the most like elusive topic.
It is. It's great. It's fucking awesome. But
oh man,
you know what? I'm glad that we're friends and that we get to share things like this.
Yes, I know. It's great. No, we're not gay. Damn it.
Man, I mean, so I'm totally gay, Ben.
I have a friend of the female persuasion, and Chris's sister messaged me on Facebook like after the first time we hung out, and she's like, "Oh my god, so you're not gay?" And I was like, "God damn it, I was never gay. What the fuck?
I'm gay. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Wink. Girls, if you want to turn me straight, I'm all for it."
See, I am straight, so if you're into straight dudes, here I am. I hear I dress nice.
I hear I'm straight, but secretly act gay.
Or maybe he's gay, but secretly act straight.
Dum dum dum.
The world may never know. And on next week's episode of the podcast, you'll find out. I'm just kidding. We're not quite ready to wrap yet anyway.
We're not? Okay, good.
Yeah, we got another 4 minutes.
Another 4 minutes, Joey. Another oh my four God. 4 minutes.
It's a budget podcast.
It's a budget podcast, and we're missing a Nikki and an Austin. And a side.
And it's a holiday. Nick,
and a Dan. And it's a holiday. And
but damn it, consistency is key.
It's fact. That's why we did this.
Yep.
I poked myself in the eye. That fucking hurt.
Man, I when I was using that coconut oil, you know, yeah, which is very water insoluble, you know, it's very hydrophobic. I touched my eye with it. Holy shit.
Oh my god, it burns.
Was that awful?
That's so bad.
That was so bad.
Why would you do that?
I wasn't thinking, because I'd washed my hands, but you know, it still kind of sits in your beard a bit.
No, you need to like, okay, when you like coconut oil or shea oil or cocoa butter, you need to like wipe your hands thoroughly.
No, I did, but it was on my beard still.
Oh god.
It was still, so I, you know, I touched my beard and then I touched my eye because my eye was coincidentally itching and it was just very awful.
That's terrible.
Oh yeah, it was bad. It didn't last too long, thankfully, but man, was that something?
Yeah. I mean it's fairly soluble once you get it like to a point where you can solubilize it.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you get it in your eye, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's pretty much how it was.
Yeah. Beard and Blade, we're going to be making beard oil for everyone soon. Just come check it out on Etsy.
Yeah, I will type that because I have a beard now.
You get a free fucking sample, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah, free samples for Joey. Sample.
You also get to help me choose what scent it's going to be because I fucking don't know.
The scent of man.
Scent of man. I was thinking like a spiced citrus.
I was thinking citrus. Like a grizzly bear, maybe. No?
Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear.
We'll call it grizzly bear. All right. Yeah, but that's a thing.
I guess we're gonna go stream or something. Apparently,
are we?
That's what you said.
I brought a backpack full of fun things up.
Yeah,
backpack full of water. Things.
He's talking about drugs.
I'm not
do drugs.
I don't. This. We don't do drugs. God damn it.
Don't. That's what makes the joke funny, Ben. Damn it.
I'm sorry. I mean, we're gonna totally do drugs.
We're drug addicts. I need to shave a little bit and clean up. But I'll wait till tomorrow.
Whatever. Yeah. I got the next couple days off work, so we're gonna fucking have fun with this.
That's good. I got some general stuff to do.
I have a new series I plan on doing, and we might release that.
Which is?
Champions to do in League of Legends, where I pick a champion and we go every fucking possible route with it.
Okay.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start with Graves, because Graves is what I main. It currently is an ADC, and I'm going to do Graves top, Graves mid, Graves ADC, Graves support, Graves jungle.
Okay.
And then we're going to go through that, and then I'm going to change champions.
Repeat the process and so
with
on and
different
so forth.
Champions, yeah.
That'll be an interesting series.
It would be, yeah. Because a lot of people play League of Legends, a lot of people play Dota, and I mean Smite. That's going to be a fun one to do.
Right.
Except Smite's not like a relevant top, bottom, mid jungle thing.
I've never played Smite, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, so it's more like a Coliseum type game where you just fucking rape everyone in the middle.
So, in other news, cuffing your jeans is apparently a thing now.
It is. Me and your mom helped you do that today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, they were cuffed before, but they were cuffed yesterday and I didn't recuff them. They were just kind of residual cuffing. But, yeah, I still kind of feel weird about it, but I guess it's stylish. You got a compliment on my shoes today.
From who?
From John.
Who's John?
He was the one of a different ethnicity at the house.
Oh, John!
He was the one who was evidently not related to everybody else.
I like John.
I like John, too. John's actually really great.
John's a cool dude.
He's, I don't know his exact story, but he's going to college, I'm pretty sure, on a full football scholarship. But that's one of those kids who you see who comes from a less fortunate situation and busts his ass to become an impressive athlete and an impressive student. I've never seen somebody work so hard to be successful. And props to him. I wish I could be that dedicated to doing well in life.
John, you're a great guy, and you get a shout out from our podcast.
Yeah, that kid truly. I mean, he'll sit there and play educational games on his phone to be on top of his shit. I mean,
wow, what a guy!
Dude's fucking truly trying to better himself and doing a phenomenal job. And he's on a true genuine football scholarship. I don't know what school he goes to. I forget, but pretty big deal. Truly great guy. One of those is good people in the world. So we're at 30 minutes on. Now we can, now that we've given John a shout. We're going to wrap because it's a holiday, so it's a short podcast. We apologize to all those who like the longer podcast, but you know what? Go suck a dick because you don't have to edit these. That is how I feel about that.
Joey,
apparently
fired.
I'm being the more asshole, but you know, whatever. I love you guys. You're the best. We're streaming to make up for it, so fuck you.
We're going to stream. So, well, you're not going to see this. Fucking watch us!
Watch us, because we stream semi-frequently, damn it.
We stream every Sunday, so watch us every Sunday on every Sunday. Our Twitch.tv channel.
I gotta update the, off-stream image to say, hey, we'll be back on Sunday. Alright, well, thank you for watching. This is, I believe, episode 52. I am Joey.
I'm Ben.
And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and whatever holidays may happen
Merry
to fall.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa!
Happened in this... I saw somebody post a Instagram picture... I forget what it said, but it was listing all the holidays, and one of those was Merry Atheistimus or something. Yeah. It's all right, hey, I've never heard of that holiday before, but okay.
Atheist.
But yeah, happy that too, if that's actually a thing, I suppose. I doubt it is. But yeah. We like to cover all the bases.
Later.
I don't know what the fuck Ben's doing with his microphone, but I would imagine that's the last 30 seconds, but that's all good. Alright. And in the case the next podcast is after the new year, happy new year, everybody. Go get drunk. Unless you're under the age of... Only get drunk responsibly.
Drink responsibly, and if you're not responsible, get drunk like me.
But if you're under 21, don't do it. Or under 18 if you're across the border seas. Yeah. And anyway, so 4 score and 7 years ago, I had a dream that I could not tell a lie.
Joey, we've almost had a year of podcasting.
I know. It's great.